Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going in depth today about something that people look so forward to, and that is St. Philip's Lutheran Garage Sale and Plant Sale, which is going to be on Saturday, June 10th this year. And we can't wait to hear more about it from the chair of this event, Deborah Dreyer. And also Glenda Schneering is here, and we are going to chat it up with them and hear what's new. Welcome, ladies. How have you been?
Thank you, Mo. We're glad to be here.
So,
yes.
Well,
doing
I'm
well. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm so glad that you're both here. So, first of all, how are things at St. Philip's Lutheran Church? And I'll tell you, as a Catholic girl who walks by your church all the time, it's my favorite time of year. Everything's in bloom, and you guys know how to really do it upright. Your grounds are so pretty. I mean, you have things popping up early in the spring and going all the way until fall.
Well, thank you, Mo. We like our 5.7 acres up there on the corner of 15th and Pleasant. And we know, you know, we're kind of the face to that corner of town in a funny way. And so we want to look good. And looking good, you know, has a lot of residuals, all of which are things we like looking, you know, looking healthy, being conscientious about your appearance, all that. It's a welcoming place, inside and out.
Well, it is, and I know it's a bustling place because of your preschool.
Our preschool is just golden for us. We love it. We just love to see the children come and go. And hospitality, that makes hospitality happening every day of the week during the summer school year. They're just precious to us. And on occasion, those little children have been ministered to the point where they get mom and dad to come to worship. And sometimes they become a member of St. Philip's. It's an open enrollment school, of course. We just love the residuals of the ELC, we call it, the Early Learning Center, run by some very fine teachers.
Well, it certainly is a very good program. I know a lot of people speak so highly of it. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, boy, back in my day when I was a kid, you really didn't have to go to preschool. But, boy, now it seems as if most kids are enrolled, and the program I know at St. Philip's is very well thought of.
Yeah, I think I agree. It is well thought of. Mm-hmm.
So that's a great thing that you have going on. And then, of course, your beautiful worship space itself. How long ago was it that you remodeled and added that on, please?
10 years ago.
Whoa, 10 years?
Yeah, 2013 we initiated that. We introduced it. We dedicated it. We doubled the size of St. Philip's. At a time when, you know, we did it because our own people needed more space for their life events. And it was a place where more people could come through the door and have some space themselves and feel like this is a pleasant place to be. And then, of course, we want to add to that the friendship of the people.
Well, it certainly is so pretty, and I love the architecture of it. It does not look like an addition. It looks like it was always meant to be there. It's just beautiful. How has that changed your congregation?
The congregation supports, of course, the underpinnings of that is that you have a big giant mortgage, and we're proud to say that I think the people love it because they're supporting it wholeheartedly. There's not a stress point going on as far as getting it, you know, funded every month with a very healthy number. And the pandemic, you know, didn't do many churches much good insofar as attendance and maybe even getting out of the habit of church giving church attendance. So we're in the wake of that still, but we've been holding firm on keeping the beautiful place funded. And I think that's a referendum on people liking it a lot.
Absolutely. And I also think that it's a referendum on what you do there to really get people's souls ready for this world and for the next. And I think that a lot of the outreach that you do as well. And Deborah, I know you wanted to talk about some of the things going on this summer. It's very exciting. You're having an outdoor worship.
Yes, we are. It will be on Sunday, June 18th. And Double Down Daredevils, who are well known in the community of Hastings, and one of the musicians is a member of our church. And we will be having worship outdoors on the south side of the sanctuary, and we'll be having refreshments, and everyone in the community is invited to attend. Worship begins at 9:30 on that day, and we would love to have people come out.
Do we bring our own chairs or a blanket,
yes,
or what should we do?
Blankets or chairs. Last year was the first year we had this outdoors, and it was a hot, sunny day, so umbrellas were appropriate, and hats, gets kind of hot, you know, during worship if you're just sitting there unprotected. So that would be a plus, too.
You know what's so fun, too, is you're right on a corner. So as people are going by, again, they're able to see you, and that might be a very subtle way of evangelizing.
Except this year it's a little tricky with Pleasant Avenue.
Of course.
Right by our...
How are we going to get to your church?
On 15th Street.
Okay.
There is the side entrance on 15th. And that brings up for the garage sale too. It will be affecting the garage sale having Pleasant closed. But we have recruited 15 able-bodied individuals with comfortable shoes that will be directing traffic that day. And we'll be helping you find a parking spot so that we can keep the traffic flowing both coming in and going out for the garage sale. So I don't see there'll be any difficulty still coming to the sale on that day because of the Pleasant close, but it's a challenge for us this year, and we've been thinking about it a lot.
Well, let's talk about your garage sale. I heard it's the 18th annual.
Yes, it is.
Oh, look 18th, at you.
Yes.
You're not even going to challenge what I said.
No, I'm not. We've had the 18 times and over the last 20
And you planned to
over
have
the
it
last 20
18
years,
more at least, right?
That is true. Yes, that is very true. So we are very excited about it. When I spoke to during announcements during worship a couple Sundays ago, I called it a mini department store because we have taken all of the furniture out of various classrooms and offices and closed our sanctuary and put into the sanctuary. So we each department has their own. We have 13
Stop
departments.
It. What are you talking about? Tell me more.
We have, if we start at the front of the church
okay.
in the narthex,
yes.
We have furniture, and then down the hall we have crafts, and then we have puzzles and games, and we have linens and things, and then we have kitchen essentials, and then we take a left into the fellowship hall, and we have children's clothing, accessories, toys, books. Then around the corner we go into adults, and adult we again have clothes, men's, women's, and juniors, shoes, boots, jewelry, accessories, purses, belts, everything you can think of. Come out of the old sanctuary into the old narthex, and we have home decor, which is
home decor,
beautiful, beautifully staged products, just wonderful, lovely things for anyone's taste. And then we come into the book department. Hardcovers are $1 and soft paperbacks are 50 cents.
Keep it easy.
Easy. Then we go into our room, what we call a room of requirement, which is an unfinished room that we have electronics and hardware and dog supplies. And then we go outside, we have outdoor furniture and we have outdoor yard things, fun things to put in your yard. And we also have bicycles and whatever else that you might want to play with. Camping, last year we had a lot of camping equipment and some tents. And so around the corner then we come to our plants, which will still be on 15th Street, same spot as it's always been.
So this is another part of this sale that people go nuts about.
That is correct. They line up.
So when you say plants, tell us what that means, please.
Right after the previous garage and plant sale, people start putting together plants for the next year. So they're people, meaning our volunteers, members, are starting to grow plants so that when springtime comes around, then they can put them into larger pots. We have people that have been growing started tomatoes this year, have 100 tomato plants that they're bringing in. So vegetables, we both have not quite as many annuals, many perennials, but this year we will have more annuals. They're focusing on bringing in more annuals and lots of pots for sale, lots of few garden and yard ornaments too, so it's quite extensive.
So this event actually is something that the whole city turns out for. How do you begin putting it together?
We have repeated what we've done for the last 18 years.
There you go.
it works, and we might have moved a room or two for a department, but we haven't really changed how things are done. Each department has a lead. Sometimes a larger department have two leads. And so volunteers who volunteer to take a shift to work in that department, which means getting all our merchandise ready for the sale, know that there will be a solid leader in to help them and tell them, you know, what the expectation is and what they would like them to do. During that, we have volunteers that bring in lunch for the volunteers, and they bring in bars and cookies and water and soda, and you know, it just everybody kind of just wants to pitch in and be a part of it.
So how many families do you think are participating in this as far as donations?
Over 150.
Oh my gosh.
And probably that many volunteers as well. The hours that people put in during, it starts Sunday morning after worship, we start the setup, and then takedown is Saturday afternoon after the sale, so that we're ready again Sunday morning for worship. So it's kind of a well-oiled machine. People often repeat the volunteer there's some people that only work during the takedown, and they know where things go, and it seems to flow. Everybody knows and everybody enjoys it, and they take advantage of the fellowship together during the week and on the sale day.
So this, again, is going to be on Saturday, June 10th. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock p.m. And I know that the money raised goes to many good things. Glenda, do you want to tell us about some of those?
Certainly I would. A percentage of our net proceeds, first of all, we look locally, the percentage of our proceeds. Hastings Family Service, of course, is the best friend of all of us, and so they are usually always, well, they're always voted as one participant or one recipient of our proceeds. Another one would be the Lewis House, and last year the third one was the United Way Food for Kids. Those are the local entities. And then we like to go a little bit beyond our own realm, and so we dedicate... We have our congregation choose what external, what global, what regional areas do you want our proceeds to touch. And last time, for the proceeds of our last sale, went to what we call the Lutheran Disaster Response on a national basis, the domestic response, the floods, the fires, all that we read about in the news. My very own bed, a nonprofit over in Eagan, I believe, my very own bed has caught our attention. And that of our people, so we dedicated some monies to it. And East St. Paul, occupied now by a lot of new friends from other parts of the globe, and getting those folks started in our community. East St. Paul, it's called Planting Hope in East St. Paul, and our Lutheran Synod has dedicated a program, so we dedicated some of our proceeds to it. And the last one went to a Lutheran Social Service for refugee resettlement. If we resettle these new friends properly, they're going to get a good start and make beautiful contributions to our state's economy and welfare. So that percentage of our proceeds go locally and externally to other more distant locations. The more subjective things that make this event so noted in our yearly cycle of activity is the fellowship that this develops. It's quite wonderful. It's lasting. These department heads Deborah was talking about, they get these teams of their workers. They become like a little cluster of friends, and that doesn't shut down just because the sale is shut down. Those things continue. And I always have to think about the tender moments of this event. The tender moments happen not only through friendships that I just described, but the people coming in with true needs on their heart. First, most of them come in with a smile. They have a good disposition arriving, usually. They're happy. They're not unhappy. They're coming there expecting something good to happen, and we want to make sure something good does happen, either in the cordial reception of those department heads when they're shopping their area, or when they're finding something that they didn't think they would ever get to have, and here, lo and behold, they find it for $1.50. So those are the tender moments. We see the grandparents bring a grandchild in and be able to find neat things for them. So as one works the floor that day, you see these tender moments happen, and it's quite special.
It's God at work.
It is God at work, and we feel the house is full of fellow believers who are there to offer the grace of Jesus, you know, to every visitor that walks through our doors.
How beautiful, and yeah. You're getting some great deals.
We modestly price our things on purpose. Keep in mind, we do want...
You want to make
some money.
We want
to sell a great percentage of the goods, yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking of people that are perhaps looking ahead to the end of the summer, which we don't want to do that. But maybe somebody's going off to college, and they might have to set up an apartment. Or as you said, a lot of people coming to the area that are looking to set up their home. Mm-hmm. This would be a great opportunity for them. We all know how quickly kids outgrow clothes. Mm-hmm. And I know you have a lot of kids' clothes, kids' mm-hmm. paraphernalia.
Yes.
So how do you both not go nuts and buy a lot of things when you're there.
It's not easy. It is not.
I have a little basket. I kind of set up my workspace at the Welcome Center with my additional supplies and keep track of notes throughout the day of things that need to either be done or need to be taken care of today, tomorrow, or the next day. And I also have a basket or two that as I walk the floor, I pick up here or there. Or people will come to me with something. I think you need this, Deborah. And so it
and are they usually right?
They usually are.
Oh my gosh, that's worth the price of admission right there. And the price of admission is what? I forgot.
No price.
Oh, there's no price.
But there's a free cup of coffee.
Yes.
What?
There's a free cup of
coffee. We are making money by coming to St. Philip's Lutheran 18th Annual Grand Garage Sale and Plant Sale. It's one day only, which I think is kind of fun because it builds excitement knowing that it's just going to be that one day. Saturday, June 10th, rain or shine because it's mostly inside, 8 a.m. until 3 o'clock. PM. St. Philip's is located at the intersection of 15th Street and Pleasant. And tell us again what we should do about that.
We will have attendants that will be directing traffic. There are plenty of side streets that can be parked, you know, close to the area. But our parking lot will be monitoring and making the flow of traffic, make sure it flows through both in and out on that Saturday.
Well, it's going to be a great event, and we hope the whole town turns out for it. Thank you for all the hard work that you do to put this together. I agree with you, Glenda, when you were talking about how those tender moments and just reaching out to people that might not ever come into your beautiful church, and then just realizing what a wonderful space it is and how they feel when they're there.
Yeah, that's our goal, that they do have a good experience, be it between people or just getting merchandise that they're happy about. So from the people that welcome them in and hand them a shopping bag to that checkout person that cashiers them out, we want that to be a pleasant thing from start to finish.
Well, it sure sounds like it's going to be. I love it. Thank you both for coming in today. The chair of this event, Deborah Dreyer, and also Glenda Schneering is here. She's a longtime founding member of St. Philip's Lutheran Church. We're so happy to talk to them today and remind people about the 18th annual Grand Garage Sale and Plant Sale Saturday, June 10th from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. at St. Philip's Lutheran Church in Hastings. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.